shores of El Pacifico, Phil Hendry.
World famous Phil Hendry show every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast, 4 a.m. on the East Coast, a news, talk, and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about. Truth is our pitch, and we go through the looking glass and beyond to places other talk shows wish they could, but they can't. Our number is 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-PHIL. Now, Don Berman is going to be joining us here in a moment. We almost have a backlog of guests, Bud. Who else?
Well, we probably got Mr. Bobby Dulich. You want to talk about Obama and a cylinder, or not a cylinder, but cylinder or something like that. And then David Hall is going to call and want to talk about, you guys said Jungle Bunny.
Oh, are you kidding me?
It's not my fault.
I told him, I said I knew you were joking around.
I didn't even say it. Those mice, that nut, that Dean Wheeler, is out of his mind. When's he going to call?
I don't know. He said he was going to call because he's going to talk about it and everything.
That's ridiculous. Is Mr. Berman on the line?
Yeah, I'm going to call him up right now. He's at a restaurant.
Yeah, he said to call him at a restaurant. He's out on a date. But he said he wouldn't want to come on. He said he had a couple of drinks, but he also said that...
All right, you guys don't have to give me his life story, okay? He's at a restaurant, he's on a date, he's had a couple of drinks, but he still wants to come on the show.
Yeah, that's what I think, but I'm not sure.
What are you eating anyway?
Ice cream sundae.
Yeah, you want one?
No, how could I have an ice cream sundae when I'm on the air? Where'd you guys get those?
Yeah, man, a vending machine that they put in.
Oh, that's right. They look pretty good, huh?
Yeah, pretty good. Now, you know, you can sprinkle some of these nuts on them, you get a little package of nuts.
Well, anyway, 877-876-PHIL.
Man, you don't want me eating it in front of you? Look at this. Yeah.
I'll cut it out, bud. Will you?
Look what's in my mouth.
Shut up. Don't eat that and open your mouth.
I'm going to get a banana, man. Open my mouth after I eat a banana.
No, don't do that. My kid's sister used to do that. It used to make me sick. Speaking of getting sick, though, that actually is not a bad segue. And I don't mean that sincerely. I mean, I don't mean getting sick. I mean, we love having Don Berman on the line. He is the Emmy-winning anchor of Channel 19 News and talking to us from Duff's tonight in the Wilshire Corridor in Los Angeles. You've just gotten off the air, huh, Don?
Yes, well, we did the 10 o'clock report this evening, and we also did our 5 and our 6, and I'm relaxing here at Duff's. Talking to Bob Berger, the owner, and having a cocktail after work, and just an enjoyable night. And it's good to end the week, and it's great certainly to be employed in a very difficult economy. But as a newsman and as a proponent of public service, we're doing everything that we can, Phil, to inform our viewers. To try and help people through these difficult times.
Well, Don, I wanted to talk to you about the new series that you guys are starting on obesity. Now, you know that I have been battling myself, not so much obesity, but, losing weight.
Well, it is obesity that you're battling.
Okay, thanks a lot. You know?
Well, no, I'm not saying you're I'm not saying you're morbidly obese. I'm not saying that. And
I've lost 30 pounds.
Oh, well, hold on for a minute. Hey, man lost 30 pounds. Got a young lady with me here. I don't know if you know Carol from our news department. She's one of our interns. Do you want to talk to her?
No, I don't want to talk to her. I want to talk to you.
I'm sorry. All right. He wants to talk to me.
You know, Don, this is a serious discussion, so if you want to get, if you don't mind me saying, if you want to ask Carol, maybe she...
Hold on for a minute. I know what you mean, Phil. Here's $10. Go buy yourself a hat. No powder your nose, huh? Get lost. Get lost.
I didn't mean for you to be rude to her.
Don't worry about it. Here's another $10. Powder your nose a second time. You got it, baby. Phil, no, I didn't mean to say that you are...
Boy, that was kind of rude, wasn't it?
What?
The way you talked to that girl.
Oh, she likes it.
All right, so... Yeah, the series that you're doing... Which will start when? Monday?
Yeah, our series is starting on Monday, Phil, and we're not only attacking and reporting on the reasons why people are obese. Why do we gain the weight that we gain, and why can't we get it off? And a lot of this has to do, of course, with age. When we're younger, we lose weight much quicker. When we are younger, we can go on a diet for a couple, three months, but maybe a month. We can drop that 10 pounds. Or we can drop that 15 pounds in a couple of months. we exercise and so forth. The older you get, the more difficult it is to lose this weight. But it always, always, always comes down to what it is you're eating, what kind of food are you eating, what are you putting into your system, are you eating lots of proteins, are you on a low-carb diet? There are different philosophies, as you know.
Right.
What we're going to do beginning Monday night is not only report on the propensity of people to overeat and the propensity of people to become obese at different stages of their life and what they might do in terms of changing their diet, we're going to do something else that has never been done before in the history of television news, and it is proactive. It is a reaching out to the community. We're very proud of it, Bill, and we're very proud of the work, as you know, that we've done at Channel 19 News over the years. But this is a first. As you know, the 5 o'clock and 6 o'clock hours of our news occur during drive time. And when we say drive time, we mean people are in their cars.
Right.
We are going to, during those drive time hours, which are also the hours that people do tend to sit down and have dinner, particularly the 6 o'clock hour, we are going to report throughout that 6 o'clock, to a lesser extent the 5 o'clock, but throughout the 6 o'clock hour, we are going to do the bulk of our traffic reporting with a special emphasis on injury and fatality accidents. Now, hear me out. The reason why is because as people sit down to eat their dinner and they've just had the news on, or they may be watching the news as they're eating their dinner. As you know, many people have televisions and television sets and so forth in their kitchens.
And a lot of people for breakfast, yeah.
Yeah, many people have the early morning TV on in the kitchen. While people are eating their dinner, we are going to show fatality accidents. And the idea is that this will be a little bit stressful to watch. It'll be a little bit difficult to sit down and eat a meal when you see the kind of sometimes very gruesome.
Well, what are you going to show? I mean, this is television.
It is television, but we are going to do something that hasn't been done before. We're going to as much of our ability as we can, to the extent that we can, on over the air broadcast television. We are going to show as much as we can of the actual particulars of the injury, even if it's just a blood spatter or a blood pool.
Oh, God.
I know. It's never been done before.
Are you saying that it's never been done before at the dinner table? Or?
No. What we're talking about, Phil, is if we can show gore. And I think you know what I mean by gore.
Well, you're talking about body parts.
No, not body parts, but the flesh.
You're going to show automobile accidents during the dinner hour in the hopes that people don't feel like eating.
That is exactly right. It has never been done before, as I've mentioned. I don't want to keep overselling that, but this is what sets Channel 19 News apart. The fact that we're willing to go the extra mile. The fact that we're willing to take chances.
Now, what about people who are relatives of the individuals in these accidents?
No, we're not going to identify anyone. We're not going to show anyone's face. We're not going to show any license plates. We're simply going to say there was this fatality accident on the 405. And one of the things that we're going to do is, and some people may think that this is a bit underhanded. I don't. We're going to encourage people in our 5 o'clock and 6 o'clock promos, sit down, have some dinner with Channel 19 News. We're going to give you the weather reports. We're going to tell you about sports. We'll give you the news. So a great time to enjoy Channel 19 News is during your dinner hour. Okay. So that gets people to sit down. And then, within 15 to 20 minutes, we start with our accident, fatality, and injury reporting.
Now, what about people that are listening to you and I right now? They're hearing your philosophy on how you're going to get people at the television set, how you're going to get people to watch, and how you're going to get people not to eat by showing fatality accidents. In other words, they have been the curtain has been raised. They know what you got in mind.
That's the interesting thing about television and radio, Phil. The selective listening of the viewer and the listener is such that even though I can say to someone right now, On Monday night at 5 o'clock, we're going to show a gory accident on TV that will make you not want to eat your dinner. On Monday night, people will have forgotten. And
okay, I've heard you say that before. Why do you say that?
They will have forgotten, and they will still be. Why do I say that?
Yeah.
Because it's been proven in research that people are very selectively listening. I can tell people right now what we're going to do on television, that's not important to them. What they want to know about is how did the Dodgers do? How did the Yankees do? How did the Red Sox do? They want to know what the weather is going to be like in the mountains or in the ocean or wherever they live. They want to know what things that pertain to them. Don Berman and what I've got in mind for them on Monday night at 5, that doesn't matter a ripple in a toilet bowl, Phil, if you'll pardon my French. That doesn't matter a ripple in an S-bowl. They are only care, people only care about themselves. And what Don Berman is cooking up for them at 5 o'clock on Monday will come like a freight train right through their front door. They'll never know what hit them.
All right, Don, let's talk a little bit more about this.
I'd love to.
Don Berman from Channel 19 News and what they've got planned, as he said, what he's cooking up for the viewers on Monday is the following scenario. That they're going to be showing in the 5 and 6 o'clock hours of the news fatality and injury accidents on the news so that it will put people off of their dinner. And why are they doing that? As part of an ongoing report on obesity in America and helping people to lose weight. It's a very ambitious, I think is the word I'm looking for, a very ambitious marrying of news, public service, health, you name it. And there's a little bit of almost a vicious manipulation. 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-7445. So we'll be back in just a moment here to talk about this more with Don Berman from Channel 19 News and The Phil Hendry Show.
Radio for patriots, by patriots. It's The Phil Hendry Show. Patriot Hotline, dial 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445.
And on the line with me tonight is Don Berman from Channel 19 News, live from Duff's restaurant in the Wilshire Corridor in Los Angeles. I'm going to move this fan, bud.
Hey.
Hey, Don, you with me?
I am, Phil. Hold on for now. I got Gerald one. Yeah. Here's another 10 spot. Go buy yourself a hat. Out of here. Quit bothering me, okay? I'm on the radio. Go ahead, Phil.
But, you know, that the way you're talking to that girl...
It's not your problem. It's not your problem. Take it easy. Phil, Let me say this. I don't want to make myself seem obnoxious to your listeners. You know, I've been in television for a long time, and what comes with the territory is a certain notoriety. I didn't get into television because I wanted people to recognize me. I get into television because I wanted to be a newsman, and I wanted to help communicate. But one of the side benefits, people recognize me. And Carol came to work at Channel 19 News as an intern because she wanted to work for me. And we became very friendly, and I invited her for cocktails one night, and she acquiesced. And we've since then become friends. She recognizes that I'm on the radio with you tonight, and she's still bothering me for a 50 spot or a 10 spot. She wants to go and... I don't know what she's doing. I mean, this is not a casino or anything, so I don't know what she's doing. But
all right, I think you've explained enough of that.
I'm not trying to be obnoxious.
Well, it comes off a little obnoxious when you say, buy yourself a hat or get lost.
Well, Phil, I'm sorry if it's not your life. You know.
Well, what does that mean?
I'm sorry if you're a little bit... Well, people are going to hear us arguing.
No, I don't want anybody to hear us arguing, okay? I don't care whether it's my life or not. I'm perfectly happy doing what I'm doing.
Yeah, right.
I'm perfectly happy doing what I'm doing.
Okay.
Yeah, okay, Don, let's grow up a little bit, okay?
Fine, all right. I mean, if you want your listener to hear you say I'm perfectly happy doing what I'm doing, and they're going to want them to believe that, fine. Bill's perfectly happy doing what he's doing.
All right, well, then you don't have to make an issue out of it. like I'm not happy doing what I'm doing.
Okay, I won't say anything. I'm at a restaurant. I've got a young lady here. She asked me for $10. I told her I'm on the radio with you. I asked her to get lost and quit bothering me. And that's what she did.
All right, let's get back to what the report's all about. The report that you're doing starting on Monday is about helping us with our health, in with particular attention paid to obesity.
That is correct, yes.
All right. Are you going to be doing any actual reporting on weight?
In what sense? What do you mean?
Well, what I mean is, are you going to have doctors on?
No, we're not going to talk. What we want to do, Phil, is we want to step right into the kitchens of America, we want to step right into the larder of America, into the grocery shopping of America. We want to be right there with mom or with dad when he is in the supermarket. We want to attack the issue of weight loss for the very first time in history from the standpoint of being a member of that family, of being a member of your family. So you can get doctors on, and you can get nutritionists. You can get any number of people that will tell you, well, this many calories and that many carbs and this much protein. We've had all the diets. What we're talking about now is habit. We're talking about the size of meals. And
all right, well, if you would mind, what is going to be what will constitute the report?
Well, the report on what?
On weight loss.
Well, we're going to start our hour, and we're going to say, this hour, we're going to be attacking issues of weight, and we're going to be talking about issues of overeating and issues of fat and so forth. So stick around for our report. We'll go into our news. We'll say, as you know, there have been there's a lot of traffic out on the freeways tonight. Let's go, and we generally go over to Bill Flowers or Don Dakotian, and I, by the way, Phil, I've got the clearance on this from Sal Bolicelli. And
Bolicelli.
Bolicelli, boy, that is so disappointing that you just said that, because that his name is Sal Bolicelli. He's our general manager. And
yeah, but it sounded like bowl of chili. I'm sorry.
Right. And you think that's the first time I've heard that? Phil?
What?
Do you think it's the first time I've heard bowl of chili as it pertains to...
No, I guess not.
Right, it's not. And it's very disappointing to hear you interrupt me with bowl of chili like I've been interrupted by seventh graders, by children in a home for mental problems. You wouldn't believe where I've heard bowl of chili, and now I've heard it on your show. And it's a little disappointing.
Well, Don, I'm really sorry. I didn't know the name of your general manager was Sal Bolicelli.
It's not bowl of chili. It is Bolicelli. All right?
Yeah, that's fine. It's the first time I ever heard it. I don't know why we're getting into an argument here.
Well, you're stuck now. You're giving me a thing about this, the girl asking me for money, and then you're saying, well, you're giving me a little pushback. And
I don't want to give you pushback, but I want to ask and answer questions here. And
what do you mean you want to ask and answer questions?
I want to ask the questions. You can answer them. And if I happen to take a side trip on some cat's name, don't get weird on me.
Well, the fact is that you're not the first cat to ask me about bowl of chili.
I'm sorry if it irritates you. I apologize. The guy's got a funny sounding name. Would you agree with that?
Back when I first went to work for him, yes. That was 6 years ago when Don took over the job here. Or Sal, I mean. My name is Don. God.
Boy, you are in trouble. Man, you're not the first guy tonight, though, that has been calling this show with all kinds of emotional baggage.
I got no emotional baggage. I got no emotional baggage. The guy's name is Sal Bolicelli. He's my general manager. And if I hear bowl of chili one more time, I'm gonna self-mutilate. That's how much it bothers me.
Okay, then we'll get off that topic, because I don't want you to do that. The question that I have is, how are these reports on weight loss, how will they be constituted?
How are the reports on weight loss going to be constituted? It's almost like you're talking about broth.
How are you going to do these reports?
I'm going to come on at the top of the hour, and we're going to say this hour we're going to be talking with you about all the things I mentioned, and then I'll say we're going to Bill Flowers and Don Dakotian in the Channel 19 traffic watch copter, And hopefully they will have found some kind of an accident where there has been some injury. We're not going to show anybody's face. We're not going to show any of the license plates. But hopefully we're going to have an accident where there has been injury, real injury, that we can get a visual of. And then we put that on the screen, and basically we're saying, go ahead, have a nice dinner.
Okay, hold on. 877-876-PHIL. 877-876-7445. Phil Hendry Show, back with Don Berman in a moment.
Phil Hendry.
God, with the questions.
Call the Patriot Hotline now. 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445.
Don Berman is with us from Channel 19 News right now. He's talking to one of the guys in the Are you on the phone?
No. I got Don Nikolian's right here, and Don is one of our traffic reporters. All I'm trying to do, Phil, is for the purposes of our interview here this evening, is get the name of our traffic copter. Because what we're going to do in the 5 o'clock hour is we're going to have the traffic copter reporting on these fatality accidents. So what's the name of it, Don? Traffic copter cop watch. I don't understand that. Who did?
Yeah.
So Sal Bonicelli called it that, all right.
Well, we've got Sal. Is that who that is, Bud?
Yeah, Mr. Sal Bonicelli on the phone.
What did he say?
We got Sal Bonicelli on the phone.
Well, let me talk to him.
Mr. Bonicelli.
Hey.
How are you, sir?
Hey, I'm doing all right. I heard that Don was on the phone. I wanted to talk to him. And
Sal, this is Don Berman. How are you?
I'm very good, Don.
Sal, we have a little bit of a situation, and here is what it is. We're on the air right now. I want you to know we're on the air right now.
I understand it.
Sal, the name of the copter.
Now, the copter, the traffic, the thing I want to call it was the traffic watch. Traffic copter cop watch.
Traffic copter cop watch?
No, not cop. Traffic copter cop watch. That what you're doing is you're looking at the traffic, and you're looking at a cop. You look at the traffic's in the cop. If wherever the cop is, you're going to see a lot of traffic, you know. And it was my idea that if we call a traffic report that, then you're seeing the police, you know. And it's very important. I think people want to know that police are on the scene.
Right.
And they want to know that the police are handling the situation. So I said to this guy, Nikolian, is the guy?
Don Nikolian is here, as a matter of fact.
Nikolian's there?
Yeah.
You with us?
Yeah.
Well, it must be nice.
I don't...
Well, I said I could.
Yeah, that's okay. Here's Phil, thank you very much for having us on your program. Here's what I was going to say. I got Don, he's going to do this report. Now, I have the traffic cop, the cop watch. He said the traffic cop, the cop watch, like I'm looking at a cop, that somebody's playing with a cop. I'm not doing that. The traffic cop, the cop watch, you look at a cop. So what I want to do is... Had a cop reporting, had the traffic report, you see the cop, you know there's a fatality action, you just get some kind of an injury action, something like that.
Right.
And so we report on this, and that's why I call it that. A lot of these guys will call it...
Channel 5's news copter, you know?
I'm not interested in that. I'm not interested in that.
We don't have Channel 5, we don't care about Channel 5.
No, I'm not interested in that. I care about Channel 5, I don't got, you know, Channel 5, they don't pay my rent. Channel 5 didn't pay my rent, you know. They've been living on their laurels a long time over at Channel 5. I'm going to tell you, when I get done with Channel 5, you know, you don't want to know. Let me just say, you don't want to know. So what I want to do is, I got my own traffic copter. You understand that?
No, I understand. I was just looking at the different names of the different TV stations call, you know, what is it, Channel 4's Newswatch.
I don't give a damn. I don't give a damn about Channel 4's Newswatch. I don't give a damn about Channel 5 or Channel 13. The only thing I give a damn about... Is the traffic cop the cop watch? We do it on Channel 19, see? So I'm going to send Don out there, and we'll get a fatality. But I don't want to hear you talk about a cop, that I got a cop wedge. You tell him I'm playing with a cop or something.
No, I didn't say you're playing with a cop. I said that I didn't particularly like the idea, because it sounded like Channel 19 traffic copter cop watch. So that while we're looking for traffic, if we don't have any traffic, we've just got a cop wedged, you know?
I don't give a damn. I don't give a damn.
Yeah, but you understand that people could think it's Cobb.
Who's going to think it's Cobb? Who's going to think that?
Yeah, we're going to think that. Step a dirty mind. Yeah? You know, and the dirty minds, those are the only people going to think of it.
All right, I mean, I
just... What's the most ridiculous thing I ever heard in my life?
Look, Bill, he's my boss. Don't go licking his rear end and trying to get...
I'm not licking his rear end.
Well, ever since he got on the line.
No, look, Don, I love you, but Phil's making a good point. You know, I'm not going to call it a cop watch. It's a ridiculous, it's a childish thing. It's very childish.
All right, well, I'm the guy that's got to say it.
I know, and you're going to do the very best job you can because you're an Emmy Award? Emmy Award?
Yeah, Emmy Award. How long have you owned TV stations?
I've owned TV stations a long time. But I'm just saying, you got an Emmy Award and all this, and you know how to sell it, and you're very good, and Phil's just asked me a question. I'm not sure nobody's getting no personal here, you know?
I know.
You know, you're getting like a, don't want to be childish about this, I'm just saying. You know, nobody's going to say cop watch. It's ridiculous, you know? It's a traffic cop to cop watch.
So if I could ask you, Sal.
Yeah.
So, traffic cop to cop watch, you're kind of out there looking at the traffic, and you're looking at how the cops are dealing with it.
Yeah, exactly. Don't look at the cops. And see, my feeling is that traffic is not interesting unless there's cops. Because all you got is like a traffic jam, you know? But if you have a cop someplace, you know, the cop is there, they get the lights going, maybe somebody had a wreck, maybe they're trying to do a traffic stop, maybe they're doing a traffic, what do they call it, traffic break? What do they call it, Don? When a cop goes back, but a traffic break?
Called a traffic break.
Yeah. Got to do a traffic break, that kind of thing, you know. Traffic cop to cop watch.
All right. So they won't,
they ain't going to think cop. Oh, my God, you are sick.
I'm not saying cop.
Thanks very much, Sal.
Yeah, thank you very much, and I appreciate that.
Sal, thank you.
I'd rather you call me Mr. Bocelli, if you don't mind.
Who are you talking to?
You.
Talking to Don Berman?
Yeah, I'm talking to Don Berman. Don, I love you, but I'd rather you call me Mr. Bocelli. Mr. Henry could call me Sal.
Why is that?
That's really something I don't want you to ask me about. Oh, boy. Don't ask me, but don't embarrass me. I'm on a national radio. Don't embarrass me.
Well, I'm not trying to embarrass you, but why does he get to call you Sal and I got to call you Mr. Bocelli?
Because I like the way you say it. Because you say it good. You correct people when they butcher my name up. I like that. I like that about you. You say my name good.
Right, but I mean, I'm having to call you Mr. Bocelli, and...
Don't argue with me. You know, you're arguing?
Sorry.
Don't argue with me. Don't ever argue with me. You know, you embarrass me. You just get out there, do the traffic cop to cop watch. Show out all that stuff you were saying to me. You know, and have a good time. Huh? Have a good time. I want you to have a good time.
Yeah, sure.
Oh, come on. Don't be a baby.
Don't be a baby, Don.
Why don't you shut up?
You telling Mr. Henry to shut up on his show? You telling a man to shut up on his own show? What's the matter with you?
Well, what's the matter with you? Mr. Bocelli, I'm awfully sorry.
You're sorry? Yeah, you bet you're sorry. Now, why don't you tell you're sorry to Mr. Henry what you said? I said I want you to say you're sorry to Mr. Henry what you said on his show.
I'm sorry, Phil.
It's all right.
Can't tell a guy to shut up on his own show? And I'd smack you across the face, you know, if I had, you know, if I was that kind of a guy, that's what I'd do. Okay?
Yeah.
Thank you very much, Mr. Henry.
Thank you, sir. Well, I mean, you know.
Well, you mean what? Well, you mean what? What are you going to tell me?
Nothing. I'm just saying he's the boss, so whatever he says goes, right?
Yeah, he is the boss, and whatever he says does go. You're right. But let me tell you a little story, Don. I mean, Phil. God.
My name is Phil. You made a mistake.
Forget it.
You made a mistake.
Forget it. Hello?
Yes?
Is this your phone?
It belongs to Mr. Berman. Is he there?
Mr. Berman?
Give me the phone. I'll take it.
Dropped it in my blender.
I dropped it in the guy's blender.
What, the bartender?
Yes. Look, the point is, a long time ago, I started in the broadcasting business. What do you want? I gave you $10. Get lost. And don't tell me to not treat the lady like that, Phil. I've had about enough of all I can take right now. A long time ago, I started in broadcasting. All I ever wanted to do was be a broadcaster. Now I've got this guy, Mr. Bocelli. You know what he was doing 5 years ago? Do you know what he was doing 5 years ago? Siding. And he did drywall. He was a subcontractor. Construction subcontractor.
Okay.
Now he's telling me about the cop watch or the cop watch.
You know, he's listening to this right now.
I don't care. Anyway, on Monday, we're going to be on the air. I'm going to say, and we're going to tell you about weight loss. And then I hope and pray that the traffic copter cop watch is going to find an accident someplace, somehow, somewhere.
I think he's back on the phone.
Oh, gee. Yes, sir. Yeah, well, I'm going to talk to Don. Don, what is wrong with you? What is wrong with you? There's nothing wrong with me. You're disrespecting me when I get off the air. You're disrespecting me. I said that you can call it the copter watch. You call anything you want. Don't disrespect me. You know, you're coming on here.
Look, I'm going to take a break, you guys. You've got stuff that, you know, put them on hold, will you?
Yeah, but that guy Bolicelli, he may think you're disrespecting him.
Oh, shut up, will you? Put them on hold, and if I get back to him, I do, and if I don't, I don't. Nonetheless, watch the Channel 19 News on Monday for more. 877-876-PHIL. It's the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Radio for Patriots by Patriots. It's the Phil Hendry Show. Patriot Hotline, dial 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445.
Phil Hendry Show, and we're going to let Don and his boss work things out. Maybe they can work things out, you know. I just...
You're on camp. We can call Mr. Bolicelli.
I don't want to hear that Bolicelli guy. He sounds like he's some kind of a basket case, too. Good luck, Don. You're going to need it. So Ted Haggard's life was already sort of a reality show, according to the Colorado Springs Gazette. Now it's official. Producers of Celebrity Wife Swap confirmed on Wednesday the former New Life church pastor and his wife, Gail, will appear in the new ABC reality series in which they will swap partners without sex with actor Gary Busey and his partner and baby mama Stephanie Sampson. Now, this show is actually, I like this show, Celebrity Wife Swap.
You do? Why?
I just think it's cool. I mean, they've had some really interesting wife swaps. They've done this. What they do, if you don't know the show, is, this is called Celebrity Wife Swap, but in the just the show that I saw was just basically wife swap. It'll be like two couples, okay?
Yeah.
And they're completely the opposite. Like, in the one of the ones that I saw was this kind of peacenik family from Minnesota, and their whole trip with their kids was, well, you know, we don't let them have, like, war game toys and all this good stuff, and we let them do all kinds of whack art. I mean, it's really kind of open. I don't know what you would call it or anything.
I'm kind of hippy-dippy.
Sort of hippy-dippy, yeah. And then the other family, they were military family. They came from a military background. The father, the husband, is a military guy. And they're conservative, and they respect the flag and stuff like that. And so these two wives go into these opposite homes. It's fascinating. It was just fascinating. And it also, depending upon your point of view, you know, you're rooting for or rooting against these different people, and in this case, the women. So I really found it to be really an interesting show. And I can well imagine. And if you take a look at this one, this is exactly, it's made to order. You got Ted Haggard's wife, who is the wife of a minister. Now, Ted Haggard, by virtue of the fact that he's doing this show, he's not a traditional preacher, you know?
Why?
Well, what traditional preacher is going to do celebrity wife swap?
Well, but you said they're not going to have no sex.
Well, they're not having sex, but what traditional preacher is going to go? Well, I shouldn't have said it. What traditional preacher is going to go on TV?
Yeah, are you kidding me, man? You show me a TV camera, man, they're going to be a preacher around it.
Yeah. Preacher man always like to be on a TV.
Preacher man. Anyway.
That's what they're called.
Oh, is that what they're called? Preacher man? Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, ain't they do that?
Oh, man, they call a preacher man. Call him a preacher.
Yeah, what about that song, The Preacher Man?
Oh, who gives a crap about a song called The Preacher Man? The fact is that they're non-traditional. I disagree with you, bud. Okay?
Well, you sound like you got some mental retardation. You're going, do. Do you know what you want to say?
Shut up. So he's not a traditional guy, Ted Haggard. Now, I've been following this guy sort of off and on because I find him to be a really... I like this guy, this Ted Haggard. I like him. There were a couple of movies done, a couple of documentaries done about him by this filmmaker whose name totally escapes me, but she's the daughter of Nancy Pelosi. Now, forget about the fact that she's the daughter of Nancy Pelosi because that's got nothing to do with it. She's a filmmaker, but she just happens to be the daughter of this woman. I can't remember her name. But anyway, she did a couple of movies about Ted Haggard. And one of them was the immediate fall of Ted Haggard when it was uncovered that he had a male prostitute friend that he had been, he'd been snorting meth with and doing other naughty things, you know. And then she did a second film where now he has been thrown out of the church and he's trying to start his life. It was really interesting because in the second film, All of the controversy's over with now. He's been pitched out on his ass. He's on his own. His wife is still with him. They've moved out of the house that they had. I guess they give them a house, you know, if you're a... and this church that he built was... And I do believe it was one that he built. I mean, you got to give the guy credit. It was a multi-million dollar church. And now his own church has kicked his ass out. Which is always kind of, it's always interesting, isn't it? Well, now we'll take it from here, Ted. Goodbye. You know, out you go. And yeah, you know, I mean, I can dig it. If you have certain things that you expect certain things. I'm not saying that I'm not all that quick to bash religion as some people are. Like atheists, I always feel atheists are really not so much atheists as they are anti-Christian. That's what there's God knows there's plenty to criticize Christianity about. Well, there's plenty to criticize Christian church about anyway. So I'm not knocking that, but I've always found atheists to be kind of phony baloney because it's not atheism really isn't what it's about. They just don't like Christianity because they got a problem with God because it crapped all over them when they were kids, something like that. Anyway. So Ted Haggard, now, in this second movie, the guy is just, he's a wasted, poor bastard. Boy, this guy. And the movie picks up with the funniest line. He's out hitting golf balls on a driving range, and the filmmaker says to him, "So, Ted, what happened to all your friends? You know, all these wonderful friends that you had." He goes, "Yep, they're gone." He said, "Man, the last time we had the camera on you, dude, you had all these friends. Yeah, well, they're gone now." So the movie then continues on into his life. And what is he going to do? How is he going to make a living? He takes a job doing some kind of canvassing or sales. And he's on the road like 5 days out of the week. And there's a scene where he's laying there in his bed in the hotel room. And he's just the most pathetic looking guy you ever saw in your life. Okay. So he's not a very traditional guy, you know.
Well, you've got to let him take pictures of him like that.
Well, I mean, you know, I thought it was rather interesting that he would open his life up like that. And he did. He opened his life up, and he talks about the one thing in the movie and the one thing about Ted Haggard that I think everyone agrees on, whether the guy is a good preacher or not, I don't know. Whether the guy is a holy man or not, I don't know. I don't think he's a bad man. I think he is a guy that really thinks being gay is a mental problem. And if he does certain things, he'll stop being gay. He's like, in my opinion, he's like Michelle Bachmann's husband. You know, it's just something that they battle every day. Now, you listening to me right now, any guy out there that's listening to me that's straight or gay, and you totally know that what you are, you don't battle anything. You are what you are. Yeah, I'm not battling any feelings. The only feeling I'm battling is the fact that, I've been divorced for 6 years, and basically I'm just walking around a house in my bare feet. There's no woman in my life. And I'd like to give my number out at the end of the...
You better not do that.
Oh, I'm kidding around. So anyway, you know, but you're not battling anything. But Ted Haggard and a lot of guys like him, and you feel sorry for these guys. I mean, I feel sorry for this cat because he really is... No, I'm not gay. I know that I did those things, and I know that I went down that road, and that's a bad road that I went down. There's no question about that. And, you know, I'm trying to get back to my wife, and I'm trying to get back to my life. And but, Ted, you're gay. You don't think so? No, I'm not. I'm not. I know that I've gone, you know, I've done some things that would make people think that I am. You know what? The guy is, like, totally in denial. So the movie was really interesting. So now I see this wife swap thing. This is going to be good. Because look at this. He's going to be living with the wife or girlfriend of some gonzo freaking actor like Gary Busey. I mean, imagine living with that cat. It's like morning, noon, and night. You're in the middle of a freaking, I don't know what, man. Like you're in the House of Mirrors or something. And then his wife is going to be living with Gary Busey.
I got buddy says she'll sleep with Gary Busey.
Oh, you're an idiot, okay?
I bet you she'll think it's the best thing ever happened to her.
You're an idiot. They're not even going to let him do that.
How do they keep him from doing it?
Well, they ain't going to do it on TV. Why would you say that, bud?
I think that'd be funnier than hell if she goes, yeah, I want to go to bed with Gary Busey and stuff.
Well, maybe Busey's old lady is going to try to make Ted Haggard straight. I don't know. You know?
You can't do that, though.
You know that, and I know that. Maybe Busey's old lady don't know it. We'll be back next hour to world-famous Phil Henry Show. You'll think she's going to sleep with him.
Bet you she does.
Phil Henry.